JW. And Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Oscar November, Brian in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Be right with you, Gene. Next door, like to recognize KO4HON. That's Brian over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Brian. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. Go ahead, Gene.
I'm sorry about Dublin. It might have been my fault. But what I was asking was, does my signal sound clean enough? In other words, I don't know whether any birdies are on it or hum or hash or anything like that. I'm on emergency power, and it's the first time I've had it on this, so I don't know. And that's my only question, over.
No, it sounds just like you. That's all I hear is you. I don't hear any other hum or buzz or noise or anything else. Gene, sounds good. It's working great. Okay, you got a good rig there set up for your backup of the generator. So does that mean your power's not back on yet?
It says the schedule that it probably will be on is like 2300 Sunday night. Bad news.
Oh, wow, that's bad. You must have been in one of those that had like over 1,000. The one I was in, the group I was in, only had 87 people in it, 87 houses. So it came on sometime before 6 o'clock. But anyway, hope they misjudged that, Gene, and you get back on a lot sooner. That's a lot of generator between now and Sunday. Anyway, take care, stay safe. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
KW. Kilo 4, Golf, Alpha Tango, Mike in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comment.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize K4GAT. That's Mike, sounding good from Simpsonville this evening. Mike, appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. Take care, stay safe. Any other stations, let's go ahead and bump it to India through Lima. Stations with the first letter suffix are called that begins with letters I through L. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
WJW. Kilo 4, Golf,
Alpha
Tango, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. 73s for each one of you.
4DKW. Alpha 4, Juliet, Whiskey, Charlie. WA4JWC, Al Star, South Carolina. No traffic, no round table. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
4DKW. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
DJW. Check in, Kilo, Foxtrot, 7. Juliet, India, Gulf. That's KF7JIG. Tom in Seneca on battery emergency power since 6 o'clock this morning. Negative and negative.
Dave and Amy, please check in. Kilo 3, Juliet, Oscar, Yankee. J3, J-O-Y. This is my pretty little bride, Joy. And K-I-4, D-O-S. Kilo India 4, Delta, Oscar, Sierra. Gary, we're in Easley. No traffic, no queue, no power. Good evening. Dave, Amy, and all on the net.
W4DJW. KI4LZI. Our power's out here and been out since about 6 or 7 this morning, too, and I don't know if it'll be tomorrow or the next day, but Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
All right, there's another good group. Net Control, like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James sounding good from Tuxedo, North Carolina this evening. Good to have you tonight, James. Take care, stay safe. And WA4JWC, that's Al over in Stark. Good to have you with tonight, Al. You're sounding good. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And KK4JVQ, that's Larry bringing with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna there. Make their home in Greer. Larry, sounds good. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And KF7JIG, that's Tom over in Seneca. Tom, been a while since I heard you on the radio. It's good to hear you back on the radio again. Take care, stay safe. KI4DOS, that's Gary, bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. They're out of, and there's no comments, no rag chew, and no power. I tell Miss Joy, we said, hello, Gary, hope your power comes back on soon. Mine came on right about the time they said it would come on. I was running on the generator so I could get to the internet, so I could see the little group, the little circle around our house or our neighborhood, and clicked on the little button, and it said that they would come back up at 6 o'clock, and about 5 or 10 till 6, it came back on. So hopefully they'll get yours going again soon, Gary. You enjoy, stay safe, appreciate you being with us tonight. And KI4LZI, that's Andy, who still doesn't have power either and doesn't know when he's going to get it over in Table Rock. Good to have you as night, Andy. Hope it happens really soon. Hope you don't have to go for a long time without power. That can get miserable. But it sounds like it hit us all at the same time, about 6 o'clock this morning, and different people are getting back at different times. Those crews are working overtime. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. Take care, stay safe. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, next I'd like to recognize KI4MLN. That's Al over in Malden. You're getting in just fine, Al. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. Stay safe. We'll go ahead now and bump it to the Mike through Papa group. Station with the first letter suffix or call. It begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. November 4, Mike Whiskey. Jimmy over here at Taylor's will be negative and negative.
4 DJW. Check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Okay, now control like to recognize N4MMW. That's Jimmy over in Taylor's. Good to have you tonight, Jimmy. You're sounding good. Good to hear you on the radio. Don't hear you that much anymore. K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Hope you're doing well. Hope your power is on. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Hey, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie. Warren, we're in Taylor's. Negative and negative.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize N4HHC. That's Warren, sounding good from Taylor's this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Warren. Hope you're doing well. One last call, all the way through the alphabet, before we shut down the formal portion of the net. Call W4DJW.
W. Hey,
please check
in with Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walden Inman, I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize K4OIM. That's Walt over in Inman. Good to have you with us tonight. Walt, you make number 41. Appreciate you being with us this evening. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And we don't have anybody up on the stump, but I asked Harry to hang around. We'll see if he's still there. KC4EZ and Harry called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. Sounds like you folks had it a little tougher than we did up here, or at least I think listening to the 6 o'clock news tonight, it sounded like south and east of where I'm at. Candler is a... number one, it's a zip code, and it's not an incorporated town like Asheville. And I think I'm about a mile and a half west of the city limits of Asheville, where I'm at. But listening to the news, it sounded like Hendersonville, going south, they had flood down in Biltmore Village here in Asheville. They were flooded some. And then going east, it sounded like I was listening to the Mount Mitchell repeater, which I realize is not on Mount Mitchell. It's not on Grandfather Mountain either. but anyway, listening to the Mount Mitchell repeater, sounded like they had more downed trees and stuff. stuff like that in that direction. So I think we were kind of lucky up here. Those of us that lived a little bit north of, I think I'm about 3/4 of a mile north of I-40 as you're going over to Tennessee, and seemed like most of the heavier stuff was south. Now, I know it rained because where I live at the bottom of a hill, and basically all of the water that runs down everybody's backyard uphill from me runs across my backyard eventually. And when I got up this morning, I looked out at the grass, and I could see a little stream about a foot wide, and then it had some tree leaves and stuff on either side of it, washed out from under the bushes on the edge of the yard. But we had some heavy rain sometime in the middle of the night, and I keep a watch on that because it comes across my yard and goes over a bank down that little creek behind the house, and the water was eroding the bank, and I've been filling in with, I've got 2 pallets of 80-pound bags of sacrete stacked up in that hole right now, and I was kind of pleased to see that that worked. I've got some finishing work I need to do. What I really need is for have a hard surface so that water as it spills over the yard down into the creek to run off of. But anyway, we're cool here. I do have a generator. I ran it last year. We did field day from our houses up here, and so I ran it out in the yard and ran a drop cord down in the basement where my radio is, and ran the thing for about 12 hours and was pleased with the way it works. But anyway, and I got that. My septic system has a pump in it, and if that pump doesn't have power when the tank's full, then it can back up into the house. So that was my real clincher right there, was having electricity for that sewer pump. I can live with the rest of it. I've got a wood stove in the basement so I can get some heat. And I've got my Boy Scout camping gear so I know I can cook. But didn't have any real good way to make the septic system work. So anyway, we've got one of those, and it's set up to power the house. I put a transfer switch in, and that makes it pretty easy. But I think we were lucky here, just listening to you folks and then how many people are checking into the net tonight. Sounds like some folks down there are going to have to struggle with it. I think if you got electricity right now, you're lucky. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Well, that's a good rundown of what's going on up there, Harry. Down here, it's sticks and leaves and trees in the yard everywhere, on the front yard and the backyard. And some of them in the backyard is actual trees that broke off, and they're laying over in the backyard. My HF, I did a survey of the yard about 1 or 2 o'clock to see if any shingles were missing off of the roof or anything like that, and they weren't. But the gutters are full, so got a lot of work to do to clean the gutters out. And the yard, there's no leaf blower to get it up. It's going to take a rake because it's got big pieces, big chunks of limbs all over the yard, both front and back. It's like, it's almost like a hurricane came through. Well, wait a minute, a hurricane did come through. Well, I don't know, it was a tropical storm, I think, by the time it got here. But the people that I work with, there's some that are in Atlanta, there's some that are in Charlotte, and then I'm in between the two of them. All of us, everybody that works on the East Coast, not all the way up to New York, you know, further south of New York, we're struggling to stay online today. But they were in and out. I was in and out. I had to go fuel the generator. Went through about 7 gallons of fuel, I guess, from 6 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock. So that's 12 hours of running on about 7 gallons of gas. That's not too bad, I guess. And we were running a lot. I was running 3 or 4 computers upstairs. Was not running the Hive. Right, the cluster of the Raspberry Pi clusters, they were silent all day long. Not a chirp out of them. But Amy had all her stuff, her office stuff going with lights in her room, and I had lights and computers running in my room and all day long. And we both managed to do our job all day, but didn't get out to, normally in the beginning of the day, I try to get out and get leaves up and stuff like that before the day starts. There was none of that this morning. I was up getting generators set up and stringing power lines and making sure the backup internet access, got a primary and a secondary on internet access, making sure both of those are working. Eventually, about halfway through the day, got the landline working. And then about 6 o'clock, which was when they said it would come on, everything came back on. And I was still working. But, boy, I let it run for a little while, too. Let the generator continue to operate while we were making sure that the power company didn't do a come on for a few minutes and then go off again, because they have been known to do that. KC4EZN, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, KC4EZN, yeah, you might want to investigate a transfer switch. My son-in-law, daughter, grandchildren all live out in California, and fortunately, they were one of the fortunate people where they lived that the forest fire that came through the area did not bother their house. They're the hill they live on didn't have anything on it but scrub brush and stuff, and son-in-law's kept that kind of mowed down, and also, you know, it turned everything black, but it didn't damage anything. But anyway, he designed solar systems for a living, and he's well-versed in calculating loads and stuff, and we got to talking one day, and I told him that, you know, I was thinking about getting one of these little 1,000-watt Honda generators, which would run the radio and things like that. And then I got to thinking, well, there's a refrigerator and the freezer in the kitchen. And these new refrigerators don't draw near the current that old ones did. And, you know, we just did a little bit of looking and came to the conclusion that that sewer pump, which is a 110-volt, 3/4-horse motor, sucker draws about 13 or 14 amps when it kicks on. It doesn't have to run but about maybe 10 or 15 minutes, either once or twice a day, depending on, you know, what the water load is. But little generator wouldn't do it, and so we ordered one, and it's 3,500 watt running, 4,000 startup, which is considerably more than I really need. But then when I got to studying and reading and, you know, doing all that stuff, I finally came to the conclusion that the safest thing to do is to have a transfer switch put in, which I did that. And my problem there was, when you start looking at those things, so I had more circuits than the standard one that you would use for that size generator required. So I wound up getting the next bigger size, and these things are not particularly inexpensive, but they are as an electrician's work. The electrician part of it was fairly simple. I did the mechanical stuff, which means that I peeled the sheetrock off the garage wall and mechanically attached it to the wall and all that stuff. That was the hardest part of the whole thing, was getting that put in. But now all I have to do is run the generator out in the yard, and I've got a cord that's got the plugs on each end that fit everything, and go in and flip a bunch of switches, and the circuits in the house that I need to run are fed off that generator, which means I can keep my refrigerator running, freezer running, or the safety tank pump works when it has to. That was an important thing, but you might want to think about that. If you were able to keep your stuff running, basically sounding like you ran drop cords, one of the smaller transfer switches might do your job. I think I had like 14 or 15 circuits I wanted to power, that took a bigger transfer switch. I could put about a 6,000 watt generator on that thing if I don't need that much power. But anyway, that's what we did here, and I have run it, made sure everything works, and as it gets a little bit closer to winter, I'll crank the thing up, let it run for a couple of hours, and put a space heater or something on it to give it a load, make sure it's working, and then I think this thing holds, I think this thing in 12 hours would take 11 gallons of fuel, except it's got an eco mode on it so that it only runs at the speed it needs to run for the load. Anyway, that's sort of what we're prepared to do here, and I say that transfer switch really makes it easy. And you're probably talking about time you hired an electrician, $600 or $800 to get all that done, and it's an easy job except for the mechanical part. But anyway, that's what we did, and I've been happy with the way that works, and it's probably overkill, but I think overkill rather than no kill is better, especially when it comes to having sewage backing up in my basement. That was the bottom line for me, y'all. Was when that tank gets full, I've got about a foot and a half of level before it starts running out of floor drain in the equipment room in the basement. That's not a thing that I want to happen. Anyway, let's see if there's some second shift folks. Maybe they've got power. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Well, I do appreciate that tidbit, Harry. I started looking at them online, transfer switches. I knew I needed something. I just didn't know what it was called. But I will look those up, and I will go out to Lowe's and Home Depot and look at them. I got to make a trip out there anyway. Got a microwave oven going bad. Going to have to replace it. But let's do check and see if we've got any other stations that would like to check in, and then I'll get back to you in just a minute. Any stations all the way through the alphabet that like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is N4MRY. That's November 4, Mike Romeo Yankee, and I am mobile and easily tonight.
W4DJW. Sierra Uniform Golf, K4SUG, Ray Travelers Rest. No traffic, good evening today, been a while.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize N4MRY. That's Miss Mary, who's out there on the mobile this evening. Be careful out there on the mobile, Miss Mary. You're sounding good. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Stay safe. K4SUG, that's Ray over in Traveler's Rest. You're sounding good too, Ray. Are you going to hang around for a rack chew?
Stick around.
Okay, I got you down on the rack chew list. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Well, Harry, you got us to second shift, but second shift's kind of light. We did get a lot of people on first shift, so there wasn't a lot left for second shift. But anyway, appreciate you helping us out, Harry. You got anything else for us this evening?
DJW, KC4EZN. Not a whole lot, Dave. Haven't seen any strange animals, and haven't noticed any strange vehicles circling over the house or anything like that. So give Ray a talk. I always enjoy listening to him. He tells some interesting stories, too. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
We'll do that, Harry, and do appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion of the net this evening. That's good, interesting tidbit. I'm going to go out there and look for one of those switches. And I know an electrician that I can get to install it, so I just have to go get it and bring it in. Anyway, appreciate you being here this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, the next one up on the stump this evening is K4SUG. Ray, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
This is K4SUG, just listening to us, the rag chute, and discussion on alternators and generators. That can get to be a serious thing to talk about. You can get really mixed up in that. But it's really nice to have something like that out there when things go bad and you have getting kind of cold and chilly. Edie and I lived for 10 days up here after an ice storm with no heat, no power, and we toughed it out. We made out all right. We grew up in the country, so we knew how to kind of make things work for us, but it still wasn't no fun. And we had a power failure this morning, and I got a little 5kW rig that we hooked up down to that kind of limp. You couldn't nowhere near handle the full house, but we got enough of it going to where we could get it to make us a pot of coffee and cookies that boil us an egg, things like that. And stay warm. So I guess we come out smelling like a rose here.
Well, that's the same thing we've got here, Ray, as a 5KW. And a 5KW ran two offices and the refrigerator. And then when we needed to do coffee, I just unplugged the refrigerator and plug in the coffee pot. And then when the coffee was done, if it needed to heat up anything for lunch, I'd plug in the microwave. So that downstairs cable just went round and round from the refrigerator to the microwave to the coffee pot, from the refrigerator to the microwave to the coffee pot. It made its rounds. But the upstairs cables, they just ran upstairs and powered lights in her office, lights in my office, computer in my office, computers in her office, and anything else that we needed. I did have ham radio in, and I was listening to it for parts of the day, but in meetings most of the day. And it did run both of our telephone and internet access systems. So we both had telephone, we both had internet. So we got by with a 5KW, but it sure would be nice not to have to run drop cords upstairs and downstairs. I have to run the big, huge cable from the generator, from the 5KW generator in the house. And you can't shut the door when that thing's coming through the back door. But the generator's in the garage with its exhaust pointed outside. The garage door opened up just high enough for the exhaust to clear it. And then that cable comes in, and I got another, not quite as big, but still heavy-duty one that comes out and runs over to the upstairs. And then I run drop cords from the downstairs to the upstairs and wherever they need to go up there. But it's a lot of work getting it set up, and it's a lot of work tearing it down. It sure would be nice to have one of those switches.
I understand where you're coming from, running drop cords around and all. I've done that quite often with a 5KW piece when I've ever owned. And I've got a 1500 that'll handle light stuff. But 5KW is the biggest one I've ever had. I had a lot of experience with generator sets when I was working. I got to help install and had to do maintenance on some pretty good-sized units. We had one down in Atlanta. The crankcase was big. They changed the oil with 55-gallon drums. And they had a door in the side of the crankcase. You call it the oil pan. That wasn't, it's loose, using the term a little loosely, but you get the point anyway. You could open that door and walk in there and inspect the bearings, over.
Well, that would be cool. That's kind of like those ships that have those really huge engines when the engine's running, you can see the connecting rod going up and down and the crankshaft going around and around. It's not like a car where it's all enclosed. That's all exposed, and you can see it. And hate to get caught in that thing, Ray. That'd be dangerous to get caught in that thing while it was running.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, the big problem we had with the units that I worked with so much, we had multiple units. Now, in the outlying stations, we only had one generator. There wasn't no big deal there. You crank it up and switch it over and let it run. But when you start working at the big power plants like downtown Greenville and down in the Atlanta office where you got multiple generator sets, you can't throw those things, just go down and throw the things online, parallel them and go on. You got to get your phasing right. You'll have one flipping up on its back if you don't, over.
That's one of the problems my dad explained to me that he solved for Roger Milliken. He had a 600 horsepower motor bolted down to the floor in one of the factories, one of the cloth factories. And when the power would go off, that motor would turn into a generator. And then when the power would come back on, the power from the power company and the power being generated out of the motor that is now a generator would collide. And when they hit, it would rip that 600 horsepower motor right out of the floor of the factory, and it'd go spinning across the factory floor. And it was his job to figure out how to make that stop happen. I wouldn't know how to do that, but that's what he did.
What you got to have is a transfer switch. It's got a delay in it so that you don't have the two power sources colliding with each other. Anyway, it's not as simple as it sounds sometimes, but it can be done, and there's ways to do it. And once you get to where you're kind of halfway understand it, you can make out pretty good. I got a call one night. I went down to the Greenville office, and I went down into the power plant. They'd had another power failure, and one of the boys, I ain't gonna call him James, somebody might know him. But anyway, he had gone down to restore the power plant. Well, the telephone office operates off batteries when the power fails until they get the generators up and running. You have to bring your generators online, connect them to the batteries, and then gradually bring the batteries up to the normal or somewhere near the normal voltage before you throw the big switch. Well, he went down there and he threw the big switch. When he did, the big switch come out of the wall. When I got down there, he was standing back in the corner just as white as a sheet. I felt so sorry for him, but there wasn't much I could do for him. I had to just let him tough it out. I had to get the plant running again. But it's interesting, things like that can happen, and it could have happened to me just as well. I had a man that went that way out of his way to explain the way the power plant worked, what you had to do to make it work, and that was considered low frequency stuff. All the people in the unit that I was working with, they didn't want to work for that power plant. They wanted the high frequency stuff, the microwave and such. Tried to explain to them a couple of times, if that low frequency stuff don't work, the HF's not going to work either, Dave. Anyway, I got one ordered. I got a 22 kW unit on the way, and it's going to give me an interesting job getting it installed.
Well, I've looked at those, Ray, but I've never have pulled the trigger on them. 22 kW ought to do good. My 5 kW does enough. But when the microwave comes on, you can hear it. It starts lowering its RPM, so you can't cook for too long. But because that's about to exceed the capacity. Once you've got two offices and a refrigerator and a coffee pot, microwave's about the thing that breaks the straws, but the camel's back. But that 22 kW ought to do really good once you get it installed. I imagine you're going to have like a platform for it outside. Like a concrete platform and bolt it down to it and weatherproof it and have fuel in it all the time. That kind of job, is that the kind of job that's coming up?
It's either LPE or natural gas, and no, natural gas is not available here, so that limits the choices. But there'll be a tank down there with it, and it will stay connected all the time. You get a contract with a local company to keep it filled up, and not have to worry about the fuel problem. And the pan that you're talking about is built into the bottom of the generator. It's got its own pan on the bottom of it. So all you got to do is get some supports for it. What we're going to do is level off an area, put about 3 or 4 inches of gravel down there, and picture taking a large coffee can, dig it a hole, set that coffee can on top of the hole, and fill it full of concrete until you get it up about 6 inches off the ground. That's what I'm planning on. I have about four will handle it. I have about four of them to support the pan that the generator's on. Keep your fingers crossed, over.
Okay, that sounds similar to what they've got up there at the repeater site. We were up there one time looking in the site. It was wintertime. It was cold. We were looking at it, and Johnny points his flashlight in there, and he's looking around. And he tells me, come over here and look at this. So I come over to his side, and he's pointing that. They've got a heater on theirs so that it'll start up immediately, and it doesn't have to warm up. It stays warm all the time. And because it was warm, a rattlesnake got in there and cuddled up next to that heating element that kept the engine block warm. And we were looking at it, and he said, we just closed the gate. We just closed it up and said, okay, we're not messing with that guy, and walked away. But anyway, just something I thought about while you were describing it.
It's funny you said that. I had this 5 kW running down here at the lower end of the house this morning. When I got ready to shut it down, I went down there and looked. started reaching out for the plug to unplug it from the alternator. I'd already disconnected and go back to the new power. And there was a little snake, a little brown snake, just stretched out across the end of that alternator, just enjoying that warm something terrible.
Snakes and generators go together. So anytime you're around generators, been running for a while or is hot, watch out for snakes.
That's a good notion. They're looking for a warm spot, Dave. They're cold-blooded creatures, and they get cold, they can't even move. So they'll wiggle into a warm spot if they can find one. I've held it long enough. I get over it and let somebody else talk a while. Good to be here.
Okay, Ray, good to have you with us tonight. Always enjoy it. You and Edie stay safe. Looking forward to your reports on your new generator, your new 22 kW, something I need to do too. Appreciate you being here this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, I'd like to check in with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. WD4DYH. Whiskey Delta 4 Delta Yankee Hotel. Out enjoying the evening, just finished washing the pine needles out of the back of the truck. Sounds like everybody's having a good evening. No traffic, no round table.
W4DJ, or DJW, sorry Dave, had a slip of the memory. Please check in Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB Mark in Simpsonville. And also check in my wife Wendy, Kilo November 4 Hotel Tango Papa. Sounded interesting talking about generators. 7-3 and have a good evening.
Okay, Net Control, I recognize WD4DYH. That's Johnny washing pine needles out of the back of the truck over in Travel's Rest. Good to have you with tonight, Johnny. I got a lot of leaves, leaf litter, and twig litter, and tree litter to clean up around the house. It looks like a hurricane went through. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Johnny. Take care. W2MJB, that's Mark. Bring with him K4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. They're over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Mark. Till Wendy, we said hello. Do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. One last call, all the way through the alphabet, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, if I missed anyone for comments or if I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW. All right, be sure and stop back by, let's see, tomorrow night, where I don't think it'll be John. It'll probably be me, unless I can twist Matt's arm to get him to cover tomorrow night if his electricity's back on. But be sure and stop back by either case tomorrow night. We'd love to have you. Stand by for my net report.
W4DJW, W2MJB.
Oh, that's right. Mark, he said you and Wendy were going to cover for him. Is that right?
Partially correct. Wendy will be covering for him. I'll be listening to her.
Okay, very good. Appreciate you letting me know. I wasn't sure who was going to do that. I remember he was going to ask you about it, but I didn't. I wasn't recalling that. I think he did tell me that. I just wasn't recalling it. Anyway, appreciate it, Mark. Looking forward to Wendy calling the net tomorrow night. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.